serving up tonight's CSE Sports Roadshow, The Ridge in downtown Chadron.
Okay, welcome back to our CSE Sports Roadshow brought to you by Security First Bank here tonight in Chadron. We do this once a month on Wednesdays. It's actually our second November one technically today with the way the schedule worked out, but we'll be back with you once again first part of January at the Ridge for our next show. A lot of basketball, a lot of winter sports focus coming up on that one, so we invite you to join us. It's 6 to 7 o'clock on those Wednesday shows, but come early around 5:30. You can stay as late as you want here at the Ridge. Have fun, hang out, and enjoy Whiskey and Wings Wednesday, and have just a great time visiting with student-athletes like Porter Anderson, who we're going to talk to in just a moment, coaches, fans. It's always a great time. So again, thank you for coming down, being part of the show, and for tuning in tonight as well on WQ Country. We are on YouTube as well with the show. We have a video posting of the program. That'll be up tomorrow for you. We'll send out links on that, and also the podcast audio as well. So if you're driving somewhere, headed somewhere, you want to throw it on your iPad or just listen wherever you can on your phone, you can download the audio podcast links too. Whew. Porter, now we get to talk.
All right.
All right. Porter Anderson is next here with us. He's in his second year with the Chadron State College men's basketball team. Terrific guy, kind of building a great following of friends and fans around town. Porter, it's always great to see you. I see the big smile around town. I know a lot of people enjoy watching you play and have gotten to know you the last couple of years. How you doing tonight? First and foremost, welcome to the show. We appreciate you being on.
Yes, I appreciate you having me. It's been a great day. Had a great practice with the guys. Really looking forward to the games this weekend.
Conference play getting started. CSU Pueblo, New Mexico Highlands. Maybe look ahead a little bit to that here in a minute. But first, you're in your second season, as I mentioned. So you're one of the guys on the team that's been around here for a little while. A lot of new players on the team, and things are coming together pretty good. 2-0 Thanksgiving weekend. How was the trip down there to Texas for the Thanksgiving games?
Oh, it was an amazing trip. It felt great to get some wins. We're coming back with a lot of confidence. And actually, it was the first time my mom got to see me play in college, so that was a really, really great experience to play in front of her and then my other family.
And you're from Arkansas originally, right? So
yes.
This was the first time that your mom got to see you play in college.
Yes, sir.
What an amazing feeling. Were you down there on the floor? Did you look up, give her a wave, a smile?
I gave her a couple smiles. Got a dunk for her, and she came up with some shirts. She was wearing matching shirts with my siblings, so that was cool.
You had your own fan club out there.
Yes, sir.
That had to boost you up to play well, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Well, it's great to get a couple of wins in front of mom and the family down there. Tell us about the games a little bit. You played a couple of schools that we don't really see, Jarvis Christian and Ecclesia, I think is how they say it.
Yes, sir.
What were those two teams like? What were the games like?
Our biggest focus going in was, staying disciplined throughout the entire game and being able to play with the lead. That's one thing that we haven't had experience with this far in the season, and it was really good for us to be able to build a lead and make some mistakes and learn from those mistakes on how to maintain the lead and how to win.
Porter, you guys crushed Kearney. That's a big deal around here. They're an arch rival, the Lopers. We want to beat them in every single sport, so that was huge as well. That was before you went to Texas, so you kind of got a little confidence injection when you were heading down to Texas. Do you feel like it gave you guys a big boost when things really came together at UNK for that big win?
It definitely did. The atmosphere in the locker room after that win was incredible. It's one of the most memorable things in my life. And, just look from the guys' faces, it was a look of, like, this can work, we can win. Like, it was a lot of belief, a lot of, realizing, like, the hard work that we put in the offseason and in the summer is finally starting to pay off and turn into wins.
Yeah, you kind of mentioned the locker room stuff after. I won't ask you the specifics on that. I know a lot of stuff stays in team house, and that's good. That's where it should be. But in building a team with chemistry and finding everything coming together, it sounds like you guys really realized that night, hey, we know who's going to fit in what spot, who's going to do what, and this is going to work, as you mentioned. How hard is it to build that chemistry with so many new pieces all at once right at the beginning of a season?
Oh, it's definitely a very difficult job, and, shout out to Coach Pavin and Coach Hilton. They did an amazing job holding us to a very high standard not wavering on that. These are the expectations that he set, and, we don't move on until we reach those expectations. And so having that, consistent, someone pushing us, you know, day in and day out has been incredible and has really helped build chemistry.
Delighted to have Porter Anderson on the program here tonight. You can find him down around the basket for Shadron State men's basketball, doing a lot of really good things, dunking the ball, grabbing rebounds, and playing tough, really keeping the team in a positive mindset and playing well. Against Sioux Falls, Porter, you went for 24 points, 8 out of 10 shooting. I can see you're getting that big smile on your face. You know that was a big night for you and a fun one for the fans. They love to see it. You were really locked in, and it seemed like you were playing really aggressive that night, especially on the rebounding side of things. Has that been a big focus for you going into this year, to attack the basketball, get a lot of rebounds, and help out in that regard, especially offensively? A lot of O-boards that night.
Yes, sir. Getting more offensive rebounds has been a real focus for me, especially over the summer. Just because it translates to extra possessions, and the more possessions you have, the more opportunities you have to score, and the more opportunities you have to score, you know, with the way that we're shooting the ball as a team, it'll translate to wins.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun to see being able to get those second opportunities, and it almost came up with a victory. And with the overtime loss that you had in the second game at Texas, and then a really close game against Sioux Falls on a last-second shot, essentially, that won that game, did what you guys learn and went through in those two, did you learn a lot from that to be able to now get on this little bit of a run? And what kind of stuff did you take from those games, despite being a loss? Certainly something you can take forward.
In our first three games, some of the guys and I talked about it in the locker room. We pretty much lost every way possible. Lost on a comeback, lost in overtime, lost on a buzzer beater. So I'm glad that we're getting these types of experiences out of the way now, and not, you know, when it's conference tournament or national tournament time.
Yeah, might as well get the different styles of loss. Just get them out of the way, you know, and then that'll be the end of it, right? Just wins from here on out.
Right. So now that we know how to win, you know, it's, you know, winning's the expectation going forward.
Well, you know, coaches talk a lot about that, getting a winning mindset, knowing how to win. On the outside, you look in, think, well, you need to score more points than the other team. It's pretty simple, right? But there really is something to having a winning mindset, and you hear it from players. What is that to you, having that winning mindset? What is your winning mindset?
Understanding that it's the little things that matter. Everyone can hit a big shot at the end of the game, but it's that possession, that loose ball, that 50-50 ball with, you know, 16 minutes left in the first half that matters, because a lot of the conference games come down to one or two possessions, and just valuing every single time that we're on the floor, doing whatever it takes to make those winning plays. And then it also starts in practice, not just practice, you know, getting in the gym extra, you know, getting your reps in, making sure that, you know, when your number is called, that, you know, you're ready to, you know, knock down a big shot or get a big stop.
Visiting with Porter Anderson on the CSC Sports Roadshow tonight, live at the Ridge. What do you feel like this team is capable of this season, Porter? We have seen some really nice flashes of what it looks like when it all comes together, and it's pretty darn exciting.
I think that we are capable of playing for a national championship, because I fully believe that, and we are so dangerously close. And, you know, the guys know that we still have work to do. We're not satisfied with just, you know, three wins in a row. Like, we expect to win every single time we step on the court, and the national title is what we expect.
I love it. You can't have high successes without high expectations, right?
Right.
That's fantastic. Fantastic. I love to hear that. Tell us something really unique about yourself, Porter. I love the story about your mom got to finally watch you play in college. That's unique and great. But what's something else fans ought to know about Porter Anderson other than your domination down there on the ball court?
I love playing golf and tennis.
Okay.
Love it. Like, that's my favorite, you know, pastime, you know, in the off season when it's warm.
So what are you better at, golf or tennis?
Tennis.
Tennis?
Tennis. I'm almost undefeated. There are a couple people on campus that I haven't beaten yet, but...
Anybody on the basketball team that plays tennis with you?
Coach Hilton, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's my guy. We go back and forth. I think we're tied in our series right now.
Tied in the series?
Yes,
I gotta get the gear out there and broadcast the next tennis. I don't know much about tennis, but I'll give it a shot, see who wins that. Well, that would be a lot of fun. So how about the golf side of things, too? Is there some courses around here you enjoy playing, or for maybe back in Arkansas or back home?
So the Shadron course is my second favorite course. My home favorite is the one I used to play on when I lived in Africa for about a year and a half. That was, you know, the course I grew up on, and they'll always have a special place for me.
Yeah, that's great. Porter Anderson with us, not just a basketball player, a tennis star, and a golfer as well. Porter, what are some other teams and maybe players, coaches, things that, you know, guys that you look up to, or teams you like watching in the NBA or college basketball? Anything like that?
So a college team I love watching is the Razorbacks, you know,
oh, yeah.
Arkansas guy. But in terms of NBA players, I like watching Joel Embiid. You know, he's just a real dominant player, and you know, if I could take some things from his game and incorporate it to mine, it'd be amazing.
Did you get a chance to go to a lot of Razorback games back when you were growing up down that way?
Not too many, but I did catch a couple, and they were incredible experiences.
Always kind of known for that 40 minutes of hell, they call it, defensively. When you guys were playing defense, you try to tap into that? And, hey, we want to make it just unbelievably tough on this other side and be kind of a relentless type of defense like those Razorback great teams were?
Yes, sir. Like, we want to be a team that, you know, people are scared to play. It's like, you know, they realize that, hey, they're a tough opponent. They're not going to, you know, let us score. You have to earn every basket you get. So that's the kind of team we want to be.
Interesting you say be a team that's kind of guys are scared to play. Would you rather be a team with, say, the bullseye on your back, or a team that's kind of lurking around, maybe not quite getting the respect that you feel like you deserve, and you can jump up and steal a win or two from teams that might be underestimating you guys? Is there one way to go into a game that's better than the other, do you think, for you?
Well, we definitely want the bullseye on our back, and we want to earn the respect of, you know, our opponents. And, you know, like, that's one thing we have to do. We have to go out and earn it, because right now I believe we're picked 13th in the conference,
and right,
we feel that is total disrespect. And so now it's our job to go out there and show them, like, hey, like, you got it wrong.
Got the chip on the shoulder, all the guys do from that one, that preseason poll?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, boy, you guys are playing tough, winning three in a row, looking to make folks think twice about that preseason poll next year. Porter, what's your major and the career path that you're taking here after CSC? What do you want to do?
So right now, I'm in my undergrad for business administration with a focus on marketing. And afterwards, I want to find a way to help people. I know there's a lot of money in solving people's problems, and then just also seeing the smile on people's faces. So, yeah, that's kind of where I want to go.
Boy, that's terrific. Porter Anderson, tonight's final guest on the CSC Sports Roadshow. Great to visit with you, learn so much more about you, Porter, and share your story with the CSC friends, family, and Eagle Country. Thanks so much for being on. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, you got it. Good luck this week. You got CSU Pueblo in New Mexico Highlands.
Yes, sir.
Got to be excited for those two.
Yes, sir.
All right. Porter Anderson, our final guest. We're going to wrap up the CSC Sports Roadshow right after this here on Double Q Country.